Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Mom, I Want to Hear Your Story is a guided journal by Jeffrey Mason, rather than a conventional narrative book. It belongs to the legacy and memory preservation space, offering mothers a structured way to record personal history, family experiences, values, and reflections for their children. The expanded edition continues the book's central purpose to turn private memories into a lasting family record through prompts that make it easier to write about childhood. Relationships, marriage, parenting, beliefs, and defining moments. Its format is practical and purpose-driven, designed for readers who may want to share stories but need help beginning the conversation or organizing memories. The book is both a keepsake and an intergenerational communication tool, making it especially relevant for families interested in preserving heritage in a personal, accessible form. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a guided journal built to preserve a mother's personal history. The main strength of this book is its structure. Instead of asking a mother to write an autobiography from scratch, it uses guided prompts to break a life story into manageable parts. That matters because many people have rich memories, but do not know how to organize them into a coherent narrative. By moving through stages such as childhood, family life, adulthood, and motherhood, the journal lowers the friction of self-reflection. It gives shape to memory without forcing a formal writing style. This makes the book useful not only as a keepsake, but also as a practical tool for people who want to record family history in a reliable, accessible way. The guided format also helps ensure that stories are not limited to major milestones alone. Smaller details, everyday routines, and personal impressions can become part of the record, which often makes family history feel more human and complete. Secondly, prompts that turn memory into conversation and reflection. The book's prompt-based design is central to how it works. Its questions are intended to trigger recollection in a way that feels concrete rather than intimidating, which is important because memory often surfaces more easily in response to a specific prompt than to a broad request such as "Tell me your life story." That mechanism gives the journal value as both a writing tool and a conversation starter. It can help mothers think through experiences they may not typically volunteer, including turning points, relationships, challenges, and sources of joy. The result is not just a written record, but a more active process of reflection. For families, that means the book can create a path toward deeper listening and understanding. The prompts also make the book more inclusive of different communication styles. Since a person who is not naturally verbose may still respond thoughtfully when guided by specific questions. Thirdly, a legacy object meant for children and future generations. This book is designed around inheritance in a broad sense, not just material inheritance but emotional and historical inheritance. Its goal is to give children a more complete understanding of who their mother is beyond her role in the household, by documenting personal experiences. The journal creates a reference point for future generations who may want to know where they came from, what shaped their family, and how their mother viewed her own life. That makes the book stand out from ordinary gifts because its value increases over time. A completed journal can become a family artifact that can be revisited years later, long after the writing process is finished. It also offers a meaningful response to the fact that family stories are often lost when they are not recorded. In that sense, the book functions as a preservation device, helping transform memory into something durable, shareable, and more difficult to forget. Fourthly, a gift book that supports emotional openness within families. Although the journal is practical, its emotional function is just as important. It is positioned as a gift, which changes how readers approach it. A gift format lowers the pressure that can come with writing about one's own life for publication or formal documentation. Instead, the task feels personal, relational, and connected to family care. That framing can make it easier for mothers to share experiences that are tender, complicated, or deeply meaningful. For children, the finished journal can become a source of insight and appreciation, especially in families where certain topics were rarely discussed openly. The book, therefore, has a bridging effect. It creates a structured opportunity for emotional disclosure while still preserving privacy and control in the mother's hands. Compared with many sentimental gifts, it has a practical outcome. It does not simply symbolize appreciation, it generates a record of memory and voice that can continue to matter long after the gift is given. Lastly, part of Jeffrey Mason's broader mission of memory preservation, the book fits into Jeffrey Mason's larger Hear Your Story project, which is centered on helping people record and share life memories. That broader mission gives the journal a clearer identity than a one-off themed gift book would have. It is not just about mothers specifically, but about the idea that ordinary lives contain stories worth preserving. This perspective explains why the book's tone is practical and direct rather than literary or highly interpretive. The aim is access, participation, and memory capture. The expanded edition also reinforces the series approach by making the content more adaptable as a family keepsake. In the context of the guided journal category, this matters because many similar books are either decorative or overly generic. Here, the book is tied to a coherent purpose, creating a recorded family narrative through simple, structured prompts. That makes it distinctive within the market for memory books and legacy journals, where usefulness depends on whether readers actually complete the pages. In conclusion, Mom, I Want to Hear Your Story is best suited for mothers, adult children, and families who want a structured way to preserve personal history. It is especially useful for readers who value memory keeping but would benefit from guided prompts rather than a blank notebook. The book offers practical value by making reflection easier, and it offers emotional value by encouraging stories that might otherwise remain unrecorded. For children, it can create a deeper understanding of a mother's experiences, priorities, and relationships. For mothers, it provides a manageable format for sharing a life story without needing to write a full memoir. What makes it stand out in its category is its balance of simplicity and purpose. It is not trying to be literary, therapeutic, or comprehensive in the way a biography might be. Instead, it focuses on accessibility and legacy. That clarity gives it a strong role among guided journals and family keepsakes, where the most important measure is whether the book helps preserve real memories in a usable form. And if you would like to support Jeffrey Mason, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.